And a very good morning to you. It is Sunday morning, the 12th of September, 2021, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Word of God in 1 Chronicles chapter 23 and verse 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. Yes, David handed over the reins to his son Solomon. And then we go to John chapter 21 verse 16, where Jesus said to Simon Bar-Jonah, that's right, Peter, tend my sheep. Jesus handed over the responsibility to Peter. Today, we need to hand over to our young people, our children. It's so sad, so distasteful for me to see someone who just will not release the reins. I want to say to mothers, and I'm very serious about this, love your teenage daughters. You've taught them. Now, hand over to them. Don't try and compete with them. Don't try and get dressed up like your daughter. You won't look like her ever again. She is coming into the fullness of her beauty. But be content to hand over to her. Same thing, Dad. You know, to see a man trying to play rugby with his son is quite pathetic sometimes. And I'm not even laughing. Dad, you are not going to get faster. You are going to get slower. And your son is going to get faster because you taught him. Enjoy him. Hand over to your son. You know, I travel a lot and I go to sometimes to a small church, maybe 50 people, and I will hear a dynamic sermon. And I'll say to myself, why is this church not full with thousands of people? And then I meet the pastor afterwards and his fist is clenched. It's closed. He won't let anybody do anything in that church except him. And that's why it is so small. He will not hand over. I watched a documentary a few years back of the life story of Henry Ford, the man who basically invented the motor car. He was an absolute icon in his time. And one day his young son, probably in his early 30s, said, Dad, I want to show you something. And he brought him into the workshop and he pulled back a beautiful canvas sheet, and underneath it was the most magnificent motor car that his son had made himself. Well, Henry Ford looked around and he found a huge 14-pound hammer lying up against the wall. He picked it up and he started to break that car into pieces. He trashed the car. He broke the windows, the bonnet, because he was jealous. But what he didn't realize, he also broke his son's heart. We need to hand over. And not only hand over. You see, David wanted to build the greatest temple in the world. The Lord said, you're not going to do that. Your son's going to do that. And David equipped him. He put in the money. He got the wood. He got the timber. He got the artisans. He got it all set up for Solomon. And they let Solomon do the job. I want to say to you today, we need to hand over. Just a couple of days ago, an old friend came to see me, my age group, very successful farmer in South Africa, but he came with his son. It was so nice to meet him. They're talking about a huge project they're going to do, a citrus project. But you know, we only spoke about the project for a couple of minutes. And then we started talking about our children. He started telling me about his son and his other son and his daughter and his grandchildren. And we just sat there and we were so thankful to God for what he's done through our children. Hand over today and enjoy it. Have a wonderful Sunday. God bless you and goodbye.